You're listening to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My guest is Dr. James Peacock, a cardiac electrophysiologist at White Plains Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Peacock.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, apparently you are new to this wonderful hospital. Please tell us a little bit about your background.
Yes, I'm brand new. I'm on week two.
That is brand new.
My background, I was born in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I lived in Fort Collins, Colorado, but I grew up in Miami, Florida, and I've kind of been all around. So I spent my summers in the Pacific Northwest in Tacoma, Washington. College, Harvard University in Boston, medical school in Nashville, at Vanderbilt, and then I've been at Columbia in New York for the last 11 years. So I came to Columbia in 2007. I was there for 11 years, and now 2 weeks into White Plains Hospital.
As a doctor, not as a student, right?
As a doctor,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, that's really incredible. You've really done the whole country, and now we're lucky we have you here in White Plains.
But I hear 10 years. I've been in New York for 10 years, so I think I can call myself a New Yorker at this point.
You absolutely can. After 5 years, we'll give you that. Exactly. What exactly drew you to the field of electrocardiology, or how do you say it exactly?
I'm a cardiac electrophysiologist, so mm-hmm. I'm an electrician of the heart. I spent a lot of my time in basic science research. So I grew up in Miami, Florida. My dad was a professor of medicine at the University of Miami. So I grew up in his lab after school. I would go there and I see kind of all the new technologies, how to manipulate cells, very basic science stuff. I spent the year doing a Howard Hughes research year here at Columbia in New York during my medical school year. And really attracted me was understanding the physiology of cells, and I didn't realize until I was much older that cells actually communicate with electricity. And that was one of my first aha moments. And as I continued to progress through my medical training, I got more and more interested in learning how the technologies to be able to map out the electrical circuits of the heart, how that's done and how it's manipulated to help people.
Wow, that's fascinating. So would you say you're almost specializing in to the extent that you've become more of an expert in that than maybe another cardio electrophysiologist?
Yeah, it's very, so cardiac electrophysiology is already a very specialized area. So in order to do or to become a cardiac electrophysiologist, you have to go through internal medicine training, which I did for 3 years. And then you have to go under a cardiac fellowship. So I'm board certified in internal medicine, board certified as a cardiologist. And then you choose to spend 1 to 2 extra years in training to be able to do the procedures and the procedures of cardiac electrophysiology and learn more about it.
So tell us what kind of issues that you treat, and then also what it is exactly electrophysiology in terms of just for the layperson, mm-hmm. because it's not so easy to understand exactly what happens when you apply it.
So a cardiac electrophysiologist is really the electrician of the heart. We think of the interventional cardiologist, the people who, when you have a heart attack, is the plumbers of the heart. So if you're building a house, we are the electricians. And we really treat two types of abnormalities. Either your heart is going too slow or too fast. Your heart going too slow usually is some type of heart block. The electrical system isn't working right. It's not connected properly. And the way we treat that is by putting in pacemakers. So we put in something that will stimulate the heart through a special device, or your heart goes too fast. And this is kind of what you see when you think about sudden cardiac death. And if you watch TV or ER or any of those shows and someone collapses on the ground and you're doing CPR, that usually means either the heart stopped, became too slow, or went so fast that it didn't have the ability to fill and pump blood to the rest of the heart. So the treatment for that is you do hands-only CPR. That's the new way of doing it, to stimulate the heart to be able to give some blood. And then what you do is you take a defibrillator, you put it on there, and you go clear, and you kind of push the button, and you electrically reset the heart so that the natural electrical circuits of the heart can be reactivated.
Interesting. What What would you say would be some prevention? What people can do to maybe mitigate some of these circumstances that you're talking about? Or is it really just all, it's genetic and you can't really say whether or not you're going to ever have those issues?
There's such a spectrum of different etiologies or different causes that cause the problems of the heart beating too slow or too fast. So some of them are just generic things that doctors will always tell patients to diet, exercise, watching the smoking and the drinking, just to have a good heart function, just to have a good heart health is all very, very important. Some of the electrical abnormalities, especially some of the ones that make you go too fast, you're born with. So we have a very specific electrical circuit of the heart that's supposed to work. And a number of patients or a number of people in the population will have some extra circuits. And most of the time, they don't mean anything. You live with them, you die with them, and it never causes any problems. But for some people, those electrical circuits create an extra pathway that can make your heart go too fast. And those are some of the other procedures that we do, is we can map out those pathways using ablation catheters inside of your heart. So we put these catheters inside of your heart, map out where these pathways are, and if you have an extra pathway or an errant pathway or an extra spot in your heart that's not supposed to be there, we can burn them away.
What are some of the new therapies and technology that's available to treat patients that have these heart arrhythmias? Is that part of it? But is there anything else that's new?
Yeah, the technologies for electrophysiology has been changing so rapidly in the last 15 years or so. We have ablation techniques where we can put catheters up into the heart to map out the various components of the electrical system of the heart and burn them away. And that technology, while that technology is about 20 years old, the ability to do this rapidly with new catheters, being able to know the force sensing to make the technology safer to use, and the ability to process this with just the rise in computer powers over the last 10 or 15 years has really grown exponentially. And to give you just some sense, one of the most common things that we treat is atrial fibrillation, which is very common among the population. So if you're above the age of 65, maybe 1 in 12 people have this condition called atrial fibrillation. And 15 years ago when we did this procedure to try to treat it, it would be 6 to 8 hours. But because the technology has advanced so much, we can usually treat a new patient in 3 or less hours. So the technologies for this has really, really rapidly advanced. The other areas are the devices that we implant. So these devices, the first pacemaker was put in maybe 60, 70 years ago, and now we've gotten to the point where these devices are smaller than the size of a quarter. Mm. And we can put them in leadless. It all implants inside the heart. And I think we were one of the first few centers that did this in Westchester.
I was going to say, you were here in New York, you said at Columbia, but what specifically attracted you to White Plains Hospital?
Oh, that's easy. Community. So I mean community in the broadest sense. I've lived in Westchester for the last 3 years. I love the county of Westchester and all the cities within it, and I love the people. The community within the hospital. I came from Columbia, one of the big box university hospitals, and I came here and met Susan Fox and some of the other colleagues here. And it's just there's such a sense of community within the hospital and the sense that we are doing good for our patients and we're working together. And then finally, the community within my own practice. So I was fortunate enough to be able to join a former colleague of mine, Dr. Daniel Wong, and his nurse practitioner Martha Ferreira, who have built just a great practice, really patient-centered, patient-focused, and it's just great to be able to be a part of that.
That's very exciting, and they're very lucky to have you as well. Dr. James Peacock, again, cardiac electrophysiologist here at White Plains Hospital for only the last 2 weeks. May you have 20, 30 years here.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you as well. I'm Laura Smith, and you've been listening to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital.